Our first set of news stories for part two begins with Anglia Square and the end of an era. The long-awaited demolition of Norwich's Anglia Square is due to begin this autumn, council leaders have confirmed. The Labour-run council, which paid £5.6 million to buy the complex so it can be revamped as part of a major housing scheme, anticipates that work to strip out the now empty shops will start soon. But the main demolition, which will see city landmarks such as Sovereign House, the former home of Her Majesty's Stationery Office, Gildengate House, and the former Hollywood Cinema, will begin in the autumn. At a City Hall meeting this week, Carly Harper, the Council's Cabinet Member for Finance and Major Projects, said, "Work is due to be completed by the end of March 2026. Linked to the demolition, the Council is planning for archaeologists to be on site throughout." Plans for up to 1,100 new homes, offices, shops and leisure space were approved by the City Council in 2023, but Western Homes, which would have built the homes, pulled the plug on the scheme, saying last year that it was no longer financially viable. That prompted the City Council to buy the site from owners Columbia Threadneedle.
Concerns have been raised about the safety of trees overhanging one of the poshest streets in Norwich. Norwich City Council was urged to do more to address the issue in the avenues near the University of East Anglia at a meeting. It was suggested councillors should do more to engage with the concerns of local people, despite responsibility for maintenance work lying with Norfolk County Council. The area surrounding the UEA and the avenues was ranked the third most expensive neighbourhood to buy a house in Norwich by the Office of National Statistics earlier this year. Speaking at the meeting, one local resident said that a tree had collapsed at the start of June and damaged private vehicles, leading to the road being cordoned off by police. Norfolk County Council is responsible for trees growing along roads, such as the avenues, and ensuring these do not pose a danger to the public. The City Council stressed that any concerns should be reported directly to County Hall.
A doomed project to build a new road in Norfolk could be revived, but as a single rather than dual carriageway. Norfolk County Council is going back to the drawing board and reconsidering all options to find a solution to traffic woes west of Norwich as part of its flagship Western Link project. It comes just months after County Hall was forced to withdraw its plans to build a new dual carriageway road. Despite being years in the making and costing more than £56 million to develop, rules protecting Barbastella bats prevented it from progressing further. The County Council says it's unlikely a dual carriageway or viaduct over the River Wensum will be viable due to the eco restrictions, but it has said a single carriageway could be an option. Other solutions that will be considered include making minor improvements to the existing road network, public transport and improvements for walking and cycling, and making changes to the existing B Road between Wood Lane and Lenwade.
A nurse has been highly commended in a national award for her commitment to raising diabetes awareness. Sandra Morris, who works as a diabetes clinical educator at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, was named as a finalist in the Diabetes Nursing Awards 2025. She received a highly commended certificate as a finalist in the Diabetes Educator of the Year Award. Each year, Miss Morris is at the forefront of organizing events to mark World Diabetes Day, Insulin Safety Week, and Hypo Awareness Week. This includes organizing information for staff and patients, creating digital packs for the doctors and nursing colleagues, and sharing information via the hospital's intranet. Miss Morris has also been an integral part of establishing insulin education groups.
City allotment holders have complained after being hit with a rent hike, despite facing issues with inadequate fencing. A Norwich City Council meeting heard the authority would be increasing rent by 7.5% next year. Norwich City Council manages 18 allotments, which have all proven to be in high demand, with more than 1,000 people waiting for a plot. Speaking at the meeting, Herb Joseph said tenants are having to spend a lot of time and money to fence their plots individually because the main fences are inadequate to keep the deer out. The rents are considerably higher than surrounding areas, and the council has planned a 7.5% increase for next year, well above inflation, but this has not been discussed with tenants. Emma Hampton, deputy leader of the council, said the rent increase for this year is in line with increases to other fees and charges that the council collects.
The RAF labelled the fine city of Norwich as a town, leaving its folk a bit miffed. In an advertising campaign for a recruitment drive, the RAF has dubbed Norwich a town, a blunder which has caused a reaction in social media. One person commented on a Facebook post made by the RAF recruitment, "To be correct, it should read City and Town. Only then will you be welcome in Norwich." Some of the other cities that form part of the RAF town shows are Aberdeen, Sunderland, Leicester, Swansea, Bangor in Wales, Hull, Bradford, Preston, and Wolverhampton. The event is due to take place from July the 11th through 13th at the Forum and will include physical and survival challenges, career talks, and live music and performances from the RAF band.